Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Back to the someone trying to cast aspersions on National Sodomite Appreciation Day. That's what we're basically doing by coming out as rosary singers or anything else. Back to Bruce Cronin. In addition, society itself is becoming increasingly disordered, even as we in effect consume our children. As our middle class disappears, those children who do survive until birth are either pawned off to the state, then to drug, technology, and further dependency, or put onto the path to success at the hands of various facilitating professionals who coddle them in a stress-filled manner, creating sky-high suicide rates and the pathetically fragile creatures who inhabit elite institutions of education. That's right. That's why we have to have safe spaces all over the place. Oh, I have a safe place. This is a society suffering from a veritable death wish, as those with the responsibility for raising responsible adults either eschew children altogether or abandon them, or they give them up for adoption and sodomites adopt them and beat them to death in Great Britain. How about that? Or they abandon children to others while they pursue their own vision of personal success, treating spouses and children as mere accoutrements, consumer items made more precious by emotional attachments that, alas, are rooted in precious little practical experience at shaping lives and characters together. It would be all too easy to throw up our hands and say that this is the inevitable route of decadent cultures, and especially of cultures rooted in the drive for economic well-being. While understandable, such a reaction would be misguided on several levels. First, materials, goods are in fact good. It is pursuing them for their own sakes rather than as necessary but limited tools in building a good life for one's family that is wrong. He's correct about that. Moreover, the progress toward our atomistic society was not paved merely with greed, but more fundamentally, with a revolt against nature. By this, I mean not merely the rejection of traditional families and the necessary role of women as primary caregivers, but also rejection of men's obligatory or obligation to marry, have children, and stay married, supporting their families in good times and bad. Mitter Fronin, please, we don't have time for this kind of devotion to families and children. We're busy out making money so we can buy 2,800 square foot houses, which are better than 2,200 square foot houses, you say. Always. And the resources used to purchase those homes are always better. By this, I mean not merely the rejection of traditional families and necessarily the role of women as primary caregivers, but also rejection of men's obligation to marry, having children, and stay married, supporting their families in good times and in bad. Okay, so I guess the memo did not go out that we really are surrounded by cowards. I guess the memo the memo went out twice on National Coming Out Day. But you can come out as a daily male rosary prayer, trying to make an example and some stands of heroic virtue.